The Senate will please come to order, and the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Farioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Monas Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
He is here. Oh, we haven't got a lot of people out here. Okay.
This young man is a very good friend of mine.
Right, I understand. Right, we've already met.
He's doing wonderful work. He's the head honcho guy for the Churches of God of all of Oregon and Southwest Washington. So he gets to, anytime there's battle going on inside a church, they don't like their pastors, he has to intervene and fix it. He has to be a diplomat. He'd be a good legislator.
Good.
When you finish, you can come down and sit with me in my desk.
Can I ask you a question, Judy? A quorum is present, and we're going to post the colors. And go to Senator Bonamici. Bonamici will lead us in the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today's invocation, Reverend Dave Shrout, the Association of Churches of God from Salem.
Let's pray together. Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful spring day that you have created for us. I can't think of a better place in the world to be than in Oregon in the springtime. So we thank you for our natural beauties and blessings that you've given to us. And we come before you today asking that you would bring blessings upon these people who have chosen a vocation of serving the people of Oregon. We pray that you'll bless them and their sacrifices and their time away from their families. We pray that you'll bless their families and bring health and healing to all. And today we not only pray for wisdom to understand what is good, but we pray for wisdom to understand what is best. Father, thank you for the privilege of serving these people of Oregon. And we pray, Father, that as we bring this prayer to a close, that your Spirit will remain in this room and that you'll remind us that you take our prayers very seriously. So, Father, we pray a prayer blessing upon these people today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Reverend Dave Shrout, for your invocation. I'd like to extend the courtesy of the Senate to the Reverend Dave Shrout for his coming here today and giving us an invocation. I also want to thank Senator Bonamici for leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Honorary pages, Kaylin Van Domlin, Chelsea Morton, Kyra Pultz, and Jalen Todd. These are all honorary pages for Senator Johnson. And Jocelyn Jensen is the honorary page for Senator Starr. We'd like to extend the courtesy of the Senate to each of the honorary pages and to thank each and every one of them for being willing to come here today and help us with the work of the Senate. We rely on you. I know you've already been here since early this morning working with the Senate and the Senate staff, and you help us get through the day, and we very much appreciate it. So enjoy your stay here at your state capitol on this day. We appreciate very much your work for us as well as for the people of the state of Oregon. We are under courtesies, and I will now recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. You've already very graciously acknowledged my pages from the banks area. I also would like to introduce two Brazilian exchange students that are here. Vinny Bratti is at my desk, and Wagner Vornik is at Senator Burdick's desk. They are here with the Education, Travel, and Cultural Exchange located in Portland with Lynn Chiodi, their community coordinator from St. Helens. So please extend courtesies of the Senate to them.
Thank you. I'd like to extend a courtesy to Senate to you. Hope you enjoy your stay here. Thanks for coming today, and hope Senator Burdick, Senator Johnson, I'm sure they will show you how we do things and learn a lot from you, and we will learn a lot from you will learn a lot from us. So thank you very much. It's been an honor and privilege to have you here. Thank you. Recognize Senator Rod Monroe, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Reverend Shrout, who gave our invocation this morning, is a longtime friend of mine. A wonderful consensus builder, has to patch up disputes in churches and so on, and church politics sometimes more difficult than what we go through. But the thing you need to know about him is that he is an avid bicycle rider. He has ridden his bicycle all the way across the United States and rides regularly. So please, if you have a chance, stop by and say hello to Reverend Dave Shrout. Thank you.
Senator Robin, recognize Senator Rick Metzger, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask the courtesies be extended to my niece, Carrie Atia, sitting with me today, and just flew in last night from Colorado, spending a couple of days. You might remember her brother was here a couple of years ago, is also my godson, and very proud of both of them. Carrie, Senator Dingfelder would be interested in knowing this, is working in Colorado with innovative techniques with the company on biofuels. And her company is going to be breaking ground this summer at the Port of Morro in Boardman on a new biofuels plant that will produce things from something other than corn, ethanol, and it's going to create 70 construction jobs this summer in eastern Oregon. It's going to produce 20 full-time jobs by the time the plant's operational next spring, and they're doing that all with their own money and bringing it to Oregon, and we're very, very happy about that, and would ask that courtesies be extended to Kerry.
Thank you, Senator Metzger. Kerry, thank you for coming to the Oregon State Senate. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here today, and I hope you enjoy your stay here with your uncle, and we hope that you can help us with some of the world in which you live. And I know that Senator Metzger will take good care of you, and I hope that he's good to you. If he's not, please let me know. I'll take care of it before the end of the day. Thank you very much. Recognize Senator Frank Morris, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that you extend courtesies to two guests that I have today. My guests are family of Ed Wright, of my staff, his daughter Mary Jo Brock, and his granddaughter Tasha Brock. Mary Jo is seated with a good senator from southwestern Oregon, and Tasha is seated with me. So, Mr. President, please extend courtesies. Thank you.
Thank you. Sure, by all means, Senator Morris, Mary Jo, Tasha. Very good. I'm glad you came to the floor. It's an honor and a privilege that you're here and that you're at your Oregon State Capitol. Hope you have a good day. It's an honor and a privilege to have you be here. So come back and see us again. Stay all day. Stay as long as you want. And again, if the if Senator Frank Morris, just come see me if you need to talk about Senator Frank Morris at any time. Thank you very much. Senator Ted Farrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have the honor to introduce at my desk my guest, Laura Johnson. Her family is also on the side aisle above. Laura is 16 years old. She's a junior at the Dalles Wetonka High School. She plays soccer and tennis. Mr. President, the Dalles Wetonka are the Eagle Indians, for your edification. You were looking, I know, you were looking. Laura wants to become an elementary school teacher, and she plans to attend either Eastern Oregon University or Western Oregon University in elementary education. She and her family are on spring break, like all folks that have the luxury and the ability on spring break. They're headed to the beach, so I hope the weather holds for them. Mr. President, Laura Johnson, courtesies are requested.
Thanks, Senator Laura, and your family. Thanks for coming to your state capitol on your way to the beach. I wish I was going with you. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here. If you're going to be a teacher, Laura, you're something else. I tell you, that's a tough role, but we sure need them in elementary schools. So good luck at Eastern and good luck at Western. I'm sure whatever school gets you will be lucky, and so won't their students. So, Laura and family, thanks very much. Appreciate you coming by, and have a great time on at the ocean while I'm still back here working. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. Recognize Senator Dave Nelson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my honor today to introduce somebody from my past. You know, you can never run away from your past. On my desk is Ron Mosher from Conrad, Missoula, Montana, someplace out there. We met probably some 40 years ago. He's a great supporter of Mike Mansfield, but he was also my campaign director, I think, in my first campaign when I ran for the district attorney in Ponderay County, Montana, back in 1970. So, Ron Mosher from now living in Missoula, Montana.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for coming over to Oregon. Montana is a great place, the big sky. Probably Senator Nelson didn't tell you that I have a son in Montana. We're very proud of him. He loves Helena, Montana. Great, great state, great people, great, great area. So it's an honor and privilege you would come to Oregon. I hope you have a good time here, a good state. Appreciate it. I'd like to extend a courtesy sentence to you, Ron. Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson.
Mr. President, as you know, way before I was ever involved or even interested in public service, I was interested in catching steelhead. And seated right next to me in that pursuit is one of our treasures, not only in Oregon, but also in our country. Jim Teeny and his wife, who is on the side aisle, Donna, are fishing legends who just happened to be looking for another senator when they were recognized, and I drug them into my office and made them sign books and pictures in my office that were taken of them. And so it's a big thrill for me, and I would like you to extend courtesies to Jim and Donna Teeny, and also to their friend Steve Hertner, who is on the side aisle, who is joining them today. And Mr. President, please extend courtesies to these Oregonians.
Thank you, Senator Atkinson. Jim, Don, and Steve, thank you for coming here today. I don't fish because there aren't any fish except in stores. And so I admire how you do what you do, because I've never been able to do what you do, and I'm envious. So I'm too old now. It's too late for me too late for me, but I really admire people who can fish, that have that patience, and particularly steelhead fishing, I hear, is an extraordinary moment to catch a steelhead. And I didn't know that Senator Atkinson, I know he does bikes, I did not know he fished, and so I don't know whether he's any good or not. So, Jim, you may need to help him before the day's over, not just signing books, but teach him how to fish as well. But thank you very much. Honor and privilege to have you. It's your state capital. I'm glad you've come to your state capital. It's an honor to have you, all of you. Recognize Senator Chris Telfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. A little awkward in that my guest is not here. She is in the House chamber right now. She's the author, and she is performing and playing the song No Place Under the Sun Like Oregon. That would be Lindy Crivell, who is being, that song is in H.J.R. 25. So I'm hoping that before that bill is basically heard, that we get to actually have her here and listen to her play that song. So Lindy Crivell, the author and performer of No Place Under the Sun Like Oregon.
Well, thank you, Senator.
If we open the door, we might be able to hear it, but probably not.
Well, I hope, thank you, Senator Telfer. I hope that Lindy will hear that Senator Telfer has introduced her on the Senate floor. We'd like to extend the official courtesy of the state Senate tour. Look forward to her singing that song here on our floor sometime. If not today, some other day. So thank you, Senator Telfer, for bringing that to our attention. Remonstrances. Recognize Senator Frank Morris, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have exercised great restraint, but I can exercise it no longer. When the University of Houston traveled to Corvallis and left with a loss, I did not remonstrate. When the University of Vermont traveled to Corvallis and left with a loss, I did not remonstrate. But, Mr. President, I cannot contain myself any longer. Please give an attaboy to those Oregon State Beavers who in overtime defeated Stanford University and will be hosting the University of Texas El Paso on Monday night and will then travel to Texas to play on Wednesday night and, if a third game is necessary, on Friday night. The Beavers have been exemplary, exemplary, Mr. President, and please give them an attaboy. Thank you.
And when you can't contain yourself anymore, that's a moving moment. So I'm glad that you finally found it within you to let loose, Senator Morris. It's a real experience for you to feel that. So, yes, the Beavers are in a very interesting tournament. More to the point, it's what they're accomplishing with a team, a new coach, a team that did not, I think, even win a game in the Pac-10 last year. And they're one game from being 500. If they can win one more game, they'll be 500. And if they win the whole thing, they'll be over 500. Remarkable turnaround. Remarkable coach who you happen to, you should know, is related to a certain major figure in this country, and I won't go further than that. And the Oregon State Beaver basketball team is truly extraordinary. I really do think that Coach Robinson should have been chosen as Coach of the Year, and I say that not for political reasons. I think he did an extraordinary thing. So I wish him all the luck in the world. I sort of wish they were playing home and home because they've won all three games, Vermont, Stanford, and Houston. They've won them at home. And the crowd, I understand you've been in all the games because you've been there, and the crowd's supposed to be extraordinary. So good luck to the Beavers. Great job. Thank you very much for Senator Frank Morris for bringing that attention, and I hope they can win the CBI is what they're trying to win. They're trying to win the CBI championship. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Washington County unemployment, 9%. Clackamas County unemployment, 10.1%. Marion County, and these colleagues are counties that are faring much better in our recession. Marion County, 11% unemployment. Baker County, 13.1%. Columbia County, 14.1%. Crook County, 20% unemployment. Many others in the east side. Grant County, for instance, over 20% unemployment. It's easy in this building to get consumed by the looming $4.4 billion projected deficit. The information that we last received from the co-chairs. $4 billion is a very scary number, and it has very scary implications for all of the services that we provide to Oregonians. But it isn't nearly as scary as the $40 billion contraction in Oregon's economy, that $40 billion contraction that comes from Oregonians' earnings, their wages, from their paychecks, from their businesses, and from their investments. If you want to know what it means to be scared, talk to some of the more than 250,000 Oregonians who can't find a job right now, who have no idea how they're going to pay their rent, have no idea how they're going to pay for groceries or their water bills. We're approaching the halfway session, the halfway point in the session. We're almost there. And yet the unemployment rate continues to climb. On your desk, colleagues, there are 10 specific ideas for creating jobs in Oregon. Some require minimal investment. Some don't cost the state a dime. But all of them will give Oregonians the security of a paycheck that they need and want. Mr. President, colleagues of both parties, we are ready to put Oregon back to work, and we would like your help and your cooperation to do just that. Please, let's work together to create jobs. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Ferriero. I recognize Senator Lori Montes Anderson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is just to remind everyone that today is March of Dimes Lobby Day, and they are down in the Galleria. They do so much in preventing birth defects, et cetera, in this state. So please go down and say hi to them.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Chris Telfer, please.
Thank you. Mr. President, the only way out of this recession and back to prosperity is putting Oregon back to work. You know, Archimedes had it right when he said, "Give me a place to stand and a lever long enough, and I will move the world." The flight plan for local jobs uses the power of leverage to pull down 95% fund match from the federal government. $7.7 million of state money turns into $126 million and quickly creates more than 2,000 jobs building infrastructure at local airports. These projects will create jobs both now as the infrastructure is built and into the future as the new infrastructure and facilities serve as an economic foundation for communities all around Oregon. Mr. President, this concept is simple, inexpensive, and creates jobs for Oregonians when they need them most. Give us a place to stand, Mr. President, and we can move and get Oregon back to work.
Thank you, Senator Telfer. Message from the House, please.
Mr. President, the Speaker has passed House Bills 2168, 2169, 2246, 2426, 2441, 2481, 2521, 2599. Senate Bills 394, 395, adopted SCR 4. The Speaker has signed House Bills 2045, 2065, 2170, 2195, 2097, HCR 3, Senate Bills 86, 96, 130, 131, 139, 162, 165, 237, 268, 286, 288, 370, 405, SCR 3, SJM 5.
Reports from the conference committees, reports from standing committees, and reports with SR 8.551, committee report summary number 47 was distributed to members March 25th, and number 48 was distributed today. This information will be recorded in the journal's status report, and it is so ordered. Reports from special committees, propositions and motions. Recognize Senator Morissette, I believe. Yes, I believe that's correct. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 146 be taken from its place on today's third reading calendar and be referred to the Committee on Human Services and Rural Health Policy.
Senator Morissette has moved that Senate Bill 146 be taken from its place on today's third reading calendar and be referred to the Committee on Human Services and Rural Health Policy. To your motion, please.
The bill needs more work done on it.
Thank you.
A lot more work.
All right. We're now in a discussion. Do you wish to discuss Senator Mark Hass? He does not. Question is on taking Senate Bill 146 from its place on today's third reading calendar and putting it in re-referral to the Committee on Human Services and Rural Policy. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. This motion has carried. I'll now recognize Senator Mark Hass, please.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 344 be taken on its place on today's third reading calendar and re-referred to the Committee on Education and General Government.
Senator Marquez has moved that the Senate Bill 344 be taken from its place on today's third reading calendar and be re-referred to the Committee on Education and General Government. To your motion, please.
Mr. President, we'd like to amend this legislation and then send it back to the Senate floor.
Thank you. Discussion? Question is on taking Senate Bill 344 from its place on today's third reading calendar and having it re-referred to the Committee on Education and General Government. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. And those opposed, no. This motion is also carried. Action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. First, introduction of the first reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 969, really model railroad on a resource land.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Senate, second reading on Senate measures.
Senate Bill 94, relating fingerprints for Principal Director of Veterans Affairs. Senate Bill 631, relating phosphate cleaning agents.
These are past the calendar. Okay. First of all, please acknowledge there is a notice on your desk in large print that we will not meet tomorrow on floor session. No floor session tomorrow. It is on your desk in large print, a notice. So no floor session tomorrow. I believe we're now going to be stand at ease for 15 minutes and that the Senate Republicans will go to the water cooler and the Senate Democrats... Wait a minute. All right. Senator Devlin, for what purpose do you signal me?
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Democrats will be at ease. They should do whatever they want to do, or they should study up for questions for the carrier of SB 561.
Okay. Senator Farioli, do you want 15 minutes? No. Strike that. We will be at ease for 5 minutes. Senator Farioli has signaled me he wants 5 minutes by the water cooler with the Senate Republicans. So the Senate will please stand at ease for, 5 minutes. So I go straight to third. The Senate will come to order. Third reading of Senate measures. And the clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 561, relating to conflict of laws.
Recognize Senator Bonamici. We're going to take up the bill now. This is third reading. Here we go. Recognize Senator Bonamici, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, what happens if someone from Oregon is in a car accident in Washington with somebody else from Oregon, and one of them is saying that the accident was caused by a defect in a car that was made in Michigan? What happens? Whose law applies? Determining which state's law will apply to a claim and defense can be very complicated, and that's the whole area of choice of laws. And until now, case law in Oregon has developed to help resolve those conflicts, but that has resulted in what practitioners call a bewildering situation. Enter Senate Bill 561. This bill came out of an Oregon Law Commission work group, and it passed unanimously from our Judiciary Committee. It puts into law choice of law rules for tort claims and non-contractual cases, providing clarity in determining which state's laws will apply. And for further clarity, the Commission has made all of its commentary on this bill available on its website for attorneys and judges and for any of you who have further questions about this bill. And if you're wondering what happens to contract cases, how do they decide what law applies in contract cases, that bill was passed in 2002, so that's already been taken care of. Colleagues, without this bill, Oregonians would be continued to be governed by a series of cases that do not provide for clarity in this area. I hope you are not conflicted. Please join me in voting aye on Senate Bill 561. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Bonamici. Discussion? Question now rises upon the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 561. Those the opinion bills shall pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Carter.
Senator Carter, move on.
Devlin. Dingfelder. Farioli. Farioli. George. Girard. Hass. Johnson. Johnson.
Senator Johnson.
Cruz. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. Monroe.
Senator Monroe. Move on.
Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering. Carter.
So absent. Good. I don't know where she is.
Absent. Carter, 29 ayes.
The Senate Bill 561, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. First reading of House measures.
House Bill 2168, Building 911 Communications. House Bill 2169, Building Sex Offender Reporting. House Bill 2246, Building Consumption of Alcohol, Liquor, Underage Persons. House Bill 2426, Building Penalties for Driving, Unknowing Defense of Intoxicants. House Bill 2441, Ruling Confessions. House Bill 2481, Relating to Transfers of Real Property Interest in Court Emergency. House Bill 2521, Relating to Electronic Signaling Devices. House Bill 2599, with Hostile Educational Environments, Coin Emergency.
Transmitted to the President's desk referral. Second reading of House measures.
House Bill 2190, Relating Valuations under Motor Vehicle Liability Insurance. House Bill 2326, Relating Motor Vehicle Liability Coverage.
Pass the calendar. Third reading of House measures. Other business of the Senate, in accordance with SR 8.403, Committee Referral List Number 82, was distributed to members March 25th. The referrals will be recorded in the journal and the status report, and it is so ordered. Under announcements, recognize Senator Richard Devlin, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Democrats, please go directly to the caucus room. Please go directly to the caucus room. We will try to have you out in about 30 minutes.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Farioli. Senator Farioli, you have any announcements?
Yes, Mr. President. Mr. President, there's a public meeting of the Cato Institute on the House side, and there's a we're inviting folks to go to that briefing. It's on climate change, Mr. President. There will be no Republican caucus today.
Thank you. Again, no floor session tomorrow. No floor session tomorrow. If there are no further announcements and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 10:15 on Monday, which is March 30th. Senate is adjourned.